All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita is entitled The Opulence of the Absolute. The Absolute is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the following verse: Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. The Absolute Truth is a non-dual substance which the knowers of the Absolute Truth describe in three features: all-pervasive, Brahman, localized and all-pervasive, Paramatma, Supersoul, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So let's look at verse number 14. Please repeat. Sarvam etad ritang manye yan mang vadasi keshava nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava. Now the synonyms: sarvam, all; etat, this; ritam, truth; manye, I accept; yat, which; mam, unto me; vadasi, you tell; Keshava, O Krishna. And that Keshava name has three meanings. One meaning of Keshava: he killed the demon Keshi. He has very fine, soft hair. And then the final meaning is he is the controller of even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Next word: na, never; he, certainly; te, your; bhagavan, O Personality of Godhead; vyaktim, revelation; vidu, can know; deva, the demigods; na, nor; danava, the demons. Translation, please repeat. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand your personality. So what is significant here in this verse is that Arjuna says now to Krishna that he totally accepts whatever Krishna is saying as truth. So when any of us also come to that stage where we totally accept whatever Krishna says as truth, we are doing very, very good. If we can actually say, yes, I accept whatever Krishna says. Now, I will ask my good friend, Krishna Kumar, from your understanding of Krishna consciousness, what is more important than accepting everything that Krishna says? What's more important? Huh? Yes. And what's more important than that? And more important. All these are good. More important than that. In other words, there is this phrase, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. So what's more important than following Krishna? Yes. Because Prabhupada points out, yes, and Prabhupada points out, you may think that you're following Krishna, but unless you're following your spiritual master, you may not be following Krishna. You may be thinking you're following Krishna. No loka standai. No, they may be following. They may be following. Because they may, from whatever they, it's possible. But those who want to be safe for sure, then they first of all make sure that they're following their spiritual master. Very good. My boys have come. Krishan and Gopal. Very good. Huh? Kishan. Yeah, but I want to call you Krishan. What in Gujarati, Kishan means what? I'm asking Gujarati. You're Gujarati, you're supposed to know these things. Huh? So Kishan means Krishna. Is that what it means? Jai Radhe. Yes. So very good. Now, what's also significant, Krishna Kumar, in this verse? What's that? You're here. That's all that matters. Where's your book? And turn on lights. Mataji, how you are? Very good. Very good. So, Krishna Kumar, what in this translation, what do you find very curious or interesting? Yes. In number 14, I see something which is very interesting in the translation. Do you see anything there that's interesting to you? Yes. That's the point. Even the demigods don't know Krishna. Where's your book? And where is Mama's book? Not this grandma. She doesn't read English? I don't have Gujarati book. Okay, we have to get Gujarati book so that when she comes. You should bring. Okay. We're on chapter 10, verse 14. Okay? All right. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time. And we're studying chapter 10, verse 14. Now we're going to study the purport. All in favor, say Hari Bol. Arjuna herein confirms that persons of faithless and demonic nature cannot understand Krishna. He is not known even by the demigods, so what to speak of the so-called scholars of this modern world? Krishna Kumar, what did we learn in chapter 4 about who can understand Bhagavad Gita? What were the two qualifications Arjuna had in chapter 4? Friend and devotee. Of who? Krishna. Very important. That's what you need to have in order to understand Bhagavad Gita. Let's continue. That's good sign. That's good sign. Now I'm going to be asking Mahesh questions too. By the grace of the Supreme Lord, Arjuna has understood that the Supreme Truth is Krishna and that He is the perfect one. One should therefore follow the path of Arjuna. He received the authority of Bhagavad Gita as described in the fourth chapter. The parampara system of disciplic succession for the understanding of Bhagavad Gita was lost, and therefore Krishna reestablished that disciplic succession with Arjuna because he considered Arjuna his intimate friend and great devotee. You see there? Prabhupada just paraphrased that answer that you gave. Therefore, as stated in our introduction to Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita should be understood in the parampara system. When the parampara system was lost, Arjuna was selected to rejuvenate it. The acceptance by Arjuna of all that Krishna says should be emulated. Then we can understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita. My dear Mahesh Bhai, what does the word emulate mean? You don't know. Krishna Kumar, what does the word emulate mean? No. Emulate means to copy. When you emulate someone, you copy how they do what they do. That's the meaning of the word emulate. It means to copy, to follow. That's the meaning of the word emulate. I'm glad I asked that question. He emulated. In other words, should be followed, should be copied. All right? Good. So we should understand. Then we can understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And then only can we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, sir. You have a question? What? Good. What is your question, Mahesh Bhai? Yes. It's called Gita Upanishad. It's, yes. So, Bhagavad Gita has many names. One of which is Gita Upanishad. Okay? Okay. Here you go. I will now explain this beautiful question. And for the benefit of those online, I will now inform. The question was, because we're broadcasting, like we did at your house. Very nice, Garmakar boys. Why are you sitting in the back? You told them? Oh, if GBC said that, that overrules me. Where's the rest of the Garmakar?
My dad has worked for the rest.
Well, how did you get here?
Well, they're like outside.
Oh. Okay. Jai. Okay. All right. So, the Vedas, we learned from chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, the Vedas deal mainly with the three modes of material nature. That's in chapter 2. Okay? Does that ring a bell? That verse that I just said? Mahesh? Okay. Does that bell ring? That rings a bell. Yes. Krishna told Arjuna in chapter 2, the Vedas deal mainly with the three modes. Transcend that. Rise above. Be established in the self, meaning the soul. So, after the Vedas, the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, deal with what is beyond the three modes of nature. You follow that? So, some Hindus only accept the four Vedas and 108 Upanishads. Some Hindus. That they don't accept anything else. I met such a person. There is a place in Bell called Om Center. And the Acharya there, he once contacted me to come and speak at his place. Yes, at the Om Center. And it was there that I understood, the way he was talking, that his group only accepts four Vedas, 108 Upanishads. So there are Hindus like that. Now, those who accept all the Vedas given to us by Vyasadeva, they accept four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, Mahabharata, which Bhagavad Gita is contained in Mahabharata, and they accept 18 Puranas. Some Hindus don't accept the Puranas. What are the Puranas? I will tell you what are the Puranas. There are 18 Puranas. 6 Puranas for people who are primarily situated in the mode of ignorance. 6 Puranas for people who are situated in the mode of passion. 6 Puranas for those situated in the mode of goodness. Yes, sir. Now, the Puranas, I will tell you what the Puranas are. The Puranas teach everything that's in the Vedas and Upanishads, but the format is that of historical incidents. Histories. Not stories, but histories. Do you follow? You don't follow. If I use the word story, then people think it's a fairy tale. So I always say history so that they don't think it's some kind of fairy tale like Harry Potter. In other words, what is described in the Puranas is factual. It's an historical account. Okay? It's an historical account. The Puranas are teaching everything in the Vedas and Upanishads in terms of historical incidents. Okay? Now, of the 18 Puranas, we are interested in one in particular. What's it called? Bhagavatam, which is the Amala Purana, the spotless Purana. And it is accepted. Thank you, Rama, for bringing flowers for the Arti. We can always count on Rama. So, Mahesh Bhai, pay attention now. The Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the topmost of all Vedic literature. It is considered by the author of all the Vedic library, namely Vyasadeva. Bhagavatam is topmost. Okay? Whatever Bhagavatam says trumps everything else you may think you're reading in all the other Vedas or Puranas or Upanishads. In other words, you may think, oh, this is saying this, this is saying this. But whatever Bhagavatam says, that's the final conclusion. That's the final authority. Yes? For people, not that they are in, for people who are in, there's a difference. Bhagavatam is for people in the mode of goodness and pure goodness, devotees. It's for the Vaishnavas in particular. Bhagavatam is for Vaishnavas. And Shiva Purana. Yeah, I don't know all of them. Shiva Purana. Because Lord Shiva is the God for people in the mode of ignorance. Yes, you can ask as many questions as you like. Okay, Ramayana is considered, and Mahabharata is considered fifth Veda. There are 4 Vedas. Ramayana and Mahabharata are considered the fifth. Now, as far as Mahabharata, it is stated in Bhagavatam, who is the Mahabharata meant for? Stri Sudra Dvijubandhunam. This is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The Mahabharata is meant for women, Sudras, and people born in Brahmin families, but who don't live like Brahmins. They are called Dvijubandhu. Dvija Bandhu. Just like, say, I am a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. But if I don't obey Prabhupada, if I don't live as a disciple of Prabhupada, then I can be called Prabhupada Bandhu. Do you understand? Right? So a Brahman, a Dvija Bandhu, Dvija means twice born, meaning Brahmana. If he doesn't act as a Brahman, then he's not a Brahman. He's a friend of a Brahman, but he's not a Brahman. Because Brahman is by what? By birth? What is Brahman? By action. Not knowledge. Action. Because you can know so many things and not follow. You see the difference? That's why I'm emphasizing. I may know so much. I may be a Prabhupada disciple. I may quote Prabhupada this, Prabhupada, but if I'm not following, not good enough. You have to, you've heard me say this 100 times, walk the walk and talk the talk, as we say in New York. This is the teaching of Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, ISKCON again becomes caste system. Oh, I'm Prabhupada disciple. I don't chant. I don't follow any rules, but I'm initiated. I had one god brother tell me that. One of my god brothers many years ago said, Prabhu, you don't have to worry. We're initiated by Prabhupada. We're saved. I looked at him. Now, he was my senior god brother, so I didn't argue. But in my mind, I was thinking, no. It is not like, this is the whole criticism of the Christians. They think, I've accepted Jesus, now I have my Jesus credit card. I can do whatever I want, he'll pay the bill. No. So it's not just because I'm initiated by Prabhupada, now I can do any damn thing I want. No. I have to follow, I have to obey. Then I can be given the status. Yes? Now, are all your questions answered, Mahesh Bhai? Clear? All right. Very good. You asked a very good question. All right, boys and girls. I'm glad to see my good friends have come. So many nice devotees. We have a Gujarati family. We have a Marathi family. A Bengali family. And Rama, you're from... Huh? Rajasthan, Jaipur family, right? And Bihari, of course. And we have, I already said that. And we have Punjabi. Huh? And Ryoshan, and you also have New Yorkian. All right. So let's go now to text number 15. All in favor, say Hari Bol. So please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I want to thank you all for coming. First of all, for making Krishna Kumar very happy. When you come, you make him very happy. When he's happy, then I'm allowed to be happy. And I'm very happy. Is this okay, my turban? Is it okay? It's all right? Okay. Please repeat. Swayam evatmanatmanam. Vetatvam
purushottama.
Bhutabhavana
bhuteshu.
I made a mistake. Bhuta bhavana bhutesha.
Bhuta bhavana bhutesha.
Deva deva jagatpate.
Deva deva jagatpate.
All right, synonyms. Swayam. Personally.
Eva.
Certainly.
Atmana.
By yourself.
By yourself.
So, my good Mukund, What is the significance of the word yourself being capitalized? Okay, good enough. Krishna. Because normally you don't capitalize that. So, it's referring to God. All right, next word. Atmanam. Yourself. So, my dear Govind, is the answer to that same question for the word Atmanam? Is Atmanam referring to God? How do you know? Very good. Next word. Veta. No. Twam. You. Very good. Who is that speaking? No, that's not Kishan. Gopal. Let's give him a bell.
Hi, Gopal.
Okay. Purusha Uttama. O greatest of all persons. So that becomes Purushottama. So now you learn Sanskrit. A ending followed by an U beginning becomes O. Purusha Uttama becomes Purushottama. That's called Sandhi, right, Rama? Yes. And notice the meaning. O greatest of all persons. Are we persons? Are we the supreme person? What about at the time of liberation? Do we become supreme person? Oh, I'm surrounded by Vaishnavas. Who would say that upon liberation, then you become the greatest of all persons? Mayavad. Oh, Krishna Kumar. Very good. Bhuta Bhavanaha. O origin of everything. So, this phrase, origin of everything, means what? It means, huh? Right. The origin of everything means the absolute truth. That's one of the definitions of the absolute truth. The source of everything that be. Okay, next. Buddha Isha. O Lord of everything. Deva Deva. O Lord of all demigods. So there's another powerful phrase. Some people may not like that if they think that all the gods are the same. You've heard those kinds of people. Prabhu, we cannot disrespect any of the gods because they're all equal. Right? Well, Bhagavad Gita says there's somebody who's Lord of all the other lords. And his name is? At least according to Arjuna. Anybody here disagree with Arjuna? You disagree with Arjuna? Oh no. What happened? I don't ring a bell for that. Why do you disagree with Arjuna? Huh? Do you know what you're saying? Not Arjuna Patel. I mean Arjuna. All right. We'll disregard. We won't pay attention. All right, next word. Jagatpate. O Lord of the universe. So let's look at all the names Arjuna has called Krishna. Purushottama, Bhuta Bhavana, Bhuta Isha, which becomes Bhutesha. Look, the A and the I becomes the letter E or A sound, and Deva Deva. So I could initiate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I could give 5 initiating names, which I'm not. But if I was, I could name my first disciple, okay, your name will be Purushottam. Your name will be Bhutabhavan. Das. That's important. Your name will be Bhutesha Das. Your name will be Deva Deva Das. And your name will be Jagatpati Das. Why wouldn't I call him Jagatpate? No. Well, yeah, there you go. Somebody is a scholar. Yes. Jagatpate is in the vocative case. Yes. Whereas the nominative case would be Jagatpati. Very good, Sri Devi. Excellent. Yes, sir. Same thing. Synonyms. Jagannath means Lord of. Pati also means Pati can be Lord, Master, Husband. Nath can be Lord. So, yes? Yes. It double.
It's not correct.
It's not correct?
It's Sanskrit-wise.
Why? How should it be? Wait. I want to hear what he says.
I'm saying, if you're saying Deva, Deva, Jagat, Pate, right?
No, Pati.
No, he said Pate.
Pate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong. It should be Deva, Deva, Jagat, Pati.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, but no. That's what we just got finished saying. It should be... I thought you meant Jagat, Pati. Yes. Anyway. No, that's not the point. No, his point is the ending. The point is not the comma. There are no commas in Sanskrit. Yes, but in Sanskrit there are no commas. That's okay. It's okay. Let's go to the translation. Otherwise we're going to get hung up. Everybody say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Please repeat. Indeed, you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, Origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. So Madhava, why is one G capital and the other G small? Thank you very much. Let's now go to Srila Prabhupada's purport. Let us chant his mantra. Nama Om Vishnu Padai Krishna Pristai Abhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavani. The Supreme Lord, comma, Krishna, comma, thank you, Jai Krishna Das, can be known by persons who are in a relationship with him through the discharge of devotional service, like Arjuna and his followers. Persons of demonic or atheistic mentality cannot know Krishna. Mental speculation that leads one away from the Supreme Lord is a serious sin. And one who does not know Krishna should not try to comment on the Bhagavad Gita. So I'm going to ask my good friend Radha Krishna Das. So Radha Krishna Das, is the opposite true? Mental speculation that leads one to Krishna is not a sin. Is that a true statement?
That leads one to Krishna.
Yes. Any kind of speculation that leads to Krishna, is that a serious sin or is that okay? I'm asking Radha Krishna Das.
I think it's okay.
It's okay, yes. Because, what is that verse in chapter 7? Bhavanam janmanam ante gyanavan. That's what the gyanis do. They speculate. But if somehow or other they come to Krishna, fine. Also, I believe it was in chapter 5, those who know the path of Sankhya and know the path of Karma Yoga, the end result is the same, the real result. In other words, the actual result of Sankhya or analyzing the universe should be Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Yes. Prabhupada even told his disciple Rupanuga, yes, use your power of mental speculation to try to understand more and more about this philosophy. That's all right. So long as it's still within the context of devotional... Yes?
The only thing I would say is I would differentiate between mental speculation and philosophical speculation.
Okay. Fine. Because when you do philosophical, you're going to use your mind. But that's all right. To clarify, we could say, to clarify. All right, let's continue. Bhagavad Gita is the statement of Krishna. And since it is the science of Krishna, it should be understood from Krishna as Arjuna understood it. It should not be received from atheistic persons. My dear Nimai Charan, if I receive Bhagavad Gita from an atheistic person, what analogy would you use to explain receiving Bhagavad Gita? What analogy? Yeah, go on. Ah, that's the one I'm looking for. Milk touched by what? Lips of a serpent. So the Mayavadi has serpent lips. It sounds like Bhagavad Gita, but it's not. Very good. You guys are making me so happy. Haribo! As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, verse 11, Sri Devi, who is the speaker of this first canto, second chapter, verse 11? Who speaks this verse that we're going to chant? If you get this one, you're a genius. What? Who? You got it right on the head. Excellent. Please repeat. Vadanti tat tattva vidas.
Vadanti tat tattva.
Tattvam yajjnanam advayam.
Tattvam yajjnanam advayam.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Bhagavan iti shabdyate.
Bhagavan iti shabdyate.
The supreme truth is realized in three aspects. As impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and at last, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, at the last stage of understanding the Absolute Truth, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now I will ask Jai Krishnadas. I want you to put your transcendental thinking cap on. Based on what you just read, somebody could argue, first, we have to realize Brahman, then Paramatma, and then we'll understand the personality of Godhead. What would you say to such a person? That's exactly what Prabhupada teaches. Because I've been given that argument. I've been given that argument. People who don't want to do bhakti, they argue, no, first you have to do meditation and philosophical speculation to understand that you are Brahman. Then you need to do intense meditation so that you see Super Soul. Then, Bhagavan, no. It's already stated in Bhagavad Gita itself. The process of bhakti is so powerful that it immediately puts one on the transcendental plane. Yes? That's right. Exactly. Very good. Let's continue. A common man, or even a liberated man, who has realized impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma, may not understand God's personality. Such men, therefore, may endeavor to understand the Supreme Person from the verses of Bhagavad Gita, which are being spoken by this person, Krishna. Sometimes, the impersonalists accept Krishna as Bhagavan, or they accept his authority. Yet, many liberated persons cannot understand Krishna as Purushottam. Everyone say it? The Supreme Person. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as? Yet, one still may not understand that Krishna is the father of all living entities. Therefore, Arjuna addresses him as Bhuta Bhavana. Who can answer this question? In what chapter of Bhagavad Gita does Krishna say, I am the seed-giving father of all living entities? Rama, what chapter? What chapter? No. I'm the seed-giving father of all living entities. Chapter 14. That's it. Very good. Right? Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the seed-giving father. All right, next. And if one comes to know him as the father of all living entities, still one may not know him as the supreme controller. Therefore, he is addressed here as Bhutesha. Everyone say, the supreme controller of everyone. And even if one knows Krishna as the supreme controller of all living entities, still one may not know that he is the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, he is addressed herein as Deva Deva, the worshipful god of all demigods. And even if one knows him as the worshipful god of all demigods, one may not know that he is the supreme proprietor of everything. Therefore, he is addressed as Jagatpati. Not Jagatpate, but Jagatpati. Thus, the truth about Krishna is established in this verse by the realization of Arjuna. And we should follow in the footsteps of Arjuna to understand Krishna as he is. Now I will ask a question. Let's see which one of you is advanced. What is more important, knowledge or realization? Yes, Mahesh. Very good. Does anybody disagree? You're too young to disagree. You're too young to disagree. Okay? And he's your father. You never disagree with Pati. Okay? I tell you that all the time. Can't disagree until you're at least 16. After 16, maybe. But you still have to obey. Okay? Shall we do one more verse? Okay, we don't have to if you don't want. Let's do one more verse, and then we'll have hardcore Bengali bhajan. All right, let's do verse number 16. All in favor, say Hari Bol. Vyaktum arhas yashe shena. Divya hi atma vibhutayaha. Yabir vibhuti bir lokan. Imang stvam vapya tishtasi. Synonyms vaktum, to say, arhasi, you deserve, asheshena, in detail, divya, divine. What's another translation of the word divya?
Transcendental.
Transcendental, very good. I love my group today. My group today is very nice. All right. He... certainly, Atma, your own, Vibhutaya, opulences, Yabi, by which, Vibhutibihi, opulences, Lokan, all the planets, Iman, these, Twam, you, Vyapya, pervading, Tishtasi, remain. Please repeat. Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. Purport. In this verse, it appears that Arjuna is already satisfied with his understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. What does the name Mukund, what does the name Krishna mean? Yeah. Are you? You're very enthusiastic. All right. Krishna means what, Mukund? One who is all attractive. By Krishna's grace, Arjuna has personal experience, intelligence, and knowledge. And whatever else a person may have, and through all these agencies, he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him, there is no doubt. Yet, he is asking Krishna to explain his all-pervading nature. People in general, and the impersonalists in particular, Madhav, follow along in the book, concern themselves mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Supreme. So Arjuna is asking Krishna how he exists in his all-pervading aspect through his different energies. One should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people. All right, so who's going to sing first, father or daughter? Daughter will sing first. Okay.